Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the show. Phones are open as they always are. Here, the number 603-283-6160. Beginning of the show, we kind of went over some of the basics about this new vaccine mandate that OSHA is going to be cramming down the throats of corporations with over 100 employees. And if they can get away with that, you better believe they're going to do it to, you know, the smaller corporations as well. In fact, I think Peakless Mountaineer, you might have a story about that. But
I do indeed.
You also have a story about the there's an appeals court that's put a stay on this vaccine mandate. And I'm sure there's a lot of people breathing a sigh of relief out there. Oh, see, the system works. The courts are coming to our rescue. This will work.
On one hand, I don't mind seeing the state sort of try to eat itself with this state versus state action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, fine, let's do more of that. Let's, as much as we can, let's stick the state upon itself and see if it'll just eat itself out of existence.
But it won't.
I know.
Yeah, we had a caller talking about the checks and balances. Hey, I've got a great idea. How about we literally never make any of the people of the legislative branch part of the executive branch? If we're going to have these, you know, check and balance each other, because we're pretty good at never letting a judge become president, how about we just stop letting Congress become president?
But it doesn't matter, because the judges back up Congress 9 times out of 10.
Let's just stop letting
anything,
there be presidents.
Well, that would
there
be ideal.
Go.
That would be Congress. But hey,
stop judges.
Anything that slows them down, I think, is progress.
And
anything that reverses them completely is even better.
Okay, but is this actually going to slow them down? What are the details here?
Oh, this is absolutely going to slow them down at the very least.
I don't know if I believe it. Tell me more.
Well, so it already has slowed them down, at least so far.
Well, no, because the deadline is January 4th, so they got 2 months to litigate this.
Sure. Okay. Have you seen how slow our courts are?
I think it'll probably tell you in the story, they're asking for a response by the Biden administration by Monday afternoon.
Well,
so they're going to get right to this case.
It is.
The courts are only slow for you and me, my friend.
Right.
Yes. Not them.
Well, it is at least good news. I mean, so
I don't know if it is. But what's the news? Tell me what the news is.
So, all right. So this is from RT.com. Federal court freezes Biden vaccine mandate for businesses. A U.S. federal appeals court has issued a stay on President Joe Biden's vaccine mandates for employers, freezing the requirement over constitutional concerns. Biden's mandate says that companies with 100 or more employees must require their workers to either get the COVID-19 vaccine or be tested weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Numerous Republican states and companies, such as conservative outlet The Daily Wire, had already presented legal challenges to Biden's controversial mandate before the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit stepped in. The court put a hold on the mandate on Saturday before its January deadline.
They came in on Saturday to do this.
Right?
Wow. Courts don't work on Saturdays.
They never come in on a Saturday for me.
Yeah.
That's a fact. And they put this hold on it over, quote, grave statutory and constitutional concerns, unquote. Now, that is, I think, very telling, because it is very, very rare that you will get any kind of court whatsoever to even consider constitutionality.
That's true, but an appeals court is more likely to be hearing a constitutional issue than, say, a district-level court or something like that. So it's a
fair
little
enough.
More common there.
Fair enough, but I mean, I think you're looking at the glass half empty. Like, they could have just as easily, A, put this off, or B, ruled, no, there's nothing to see here, mm-hmm. as they oh so very often do.
They could have.
So at this point, at least they're saying, you might have a point.
But I'm not optimistic about what they're going to say in the long
run.
Most
government actions, seems to me, are unconstitutional.
Yeah, and they get away with it every time.
They certainly aren't held to account for their unconstitutionality, but from time to time, they are slowed down.
Here's the thing. If they're going to make a decision on this relatively soon, and there's evidence to believe that they will, because, again, from what I saw, they want Biden administration to respond to this lawsuit or whatever by Monday afternoon. So we may have a decision, you know, within the next few weeks on this, in which case my prediction, and I'm not a lawyer, and lawyers will just give you opinions anyway, so anybody's opinion is as good as anyone else's.
If you pay them enough for it.
Yeah. If, first of all, this is not a challenge to OSHA. Okay, this is not a lawsuit saying every OSHA regulation is illegal. OSHA is unconstitutional. Overturn OSHA. That's not what this is. This is them saying, oh, this is bad. This is, we're making some argument, well, whatever their legal argument is about this, whatever it is. I haven't read the filing.
If a bunch of states making that kind of argument were common, then we might not be in such a rush to get out of the U.S.
They're not like, common. Right.
Exactly my point. Like, it is not common to have a bunch of states signing on to a, hey, we need to do away with OSHA. But if that was common, I wouldn't be in quite as much of a rush to get out of the United States as a state.
But that's not what they're doing. They're not opposing OSHA. I'm going to presume, right?
No, no,
like,
no.
I've not read the filing.
They're opposing this mandate.
And neither of you, right? So, yeah, they're opposing just this mandate. And well, so what they're going to have to argue is that, because the state's going to argue, the Biden side of the state is going to argue, well, hey, look, we've had OSHA since the 1970s or whenever the hell, I think it was in the 70s when it was implemented. We've had OSHA in the 1970s. They've had regulation after regulation, and OSHA itself issues these regulations. Congress doesn't have to issue. Congress gave OSHA the power to issue its own regulations all about safety. And, you know, you're not against safety, are you? This is all about safety. And so OSHA's been issuing regulations for decades. This is just another regulation. How are they going to argue against that?
On constitutional and statutory grounds, which is one of the upsides of this. So they're not just saying, hey, there's a constitutional question here, we need to look into that. They are also saying, this appears to violate the laws of these various states. So we also need to look into that.
Okay, that's an interesting question.
That's pretty big.
To me, it seems like pacification.
That's what this is, yeah.
Right, it's the same thing as, well, we investigated ourselves and we found we did nothing wrong.
Right.
Right, except this is on a, oh, well, there's some people who kind of don't like this thing, so let's put on a song and dance.
Yep.
Where we pretend like, you know, we'll put it on hold for a minute, and then we'll pretend like we're doing something important with it. But in the end, we'll find out that it's cool, and we'll let it go anyway.
Yes, well, that's exactly what I predict.
There's another side of this, though. So this is just the first one that they're ruling on. So, I mean, this has, sure, 11 states are signed up to it, including New Hampshire now. But there are various lawsuits against OSHA for this exact thing that literally the majority of states have signed on to multiple different lawsuits. So this is just the first one that we're even hearing on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if they eventually say, no, this is fine, they still have to go through those motions with all of these other lawsuits.
Yeah.
Now, the fact that their preliminary finding is, no, you might have a case here, both on constitutionality and on it violating your
state
laws.
Don't get too excited about this, dude. I got to agree with Catherine on this. This is all a show. And you know what it's a show for? It's a show for the governors of those 11 states. They get to issue their Twitter and their press release and their, you know, stand behind a podium and say,
look at what we did.
Yes, look at what we're doing. We oppose this Biden administration. They're doing mean things. And we're going to stand up for the people of the state of fill in the blank.
Oh,
and then they're going to have their attorney generals join together to oppose this. And then once it gets shut down, they're going to say, well, we did everything that we could, and we fought hard, and we care about freedom in this state of fill in the blank, and so
I'll
you need to re-elect me. You need to re-elect me because I stood up.
I'll grant you that this is a show. However, this is a show that is bringing into question who counts. Is it the state or is it the federal government?
What do you think the federal courts are going to rule?
Well, so that's exactly the thing. This is going to get a bunch of people to get behind the idea of withdrawing from the federal government.
Okay.
So at least
you mean when they rule against the these states.
If and when they rule against the states, this is going to get a lot more people behind secession than have been before.
No doubt. More tyranny brings more people in favor of secession. I'll agree with you on that.
So at least the play that they're putting on has a purpose and a potential consequence in the
even if that's not their intention.
Indeed. Yeah. Even though it's certainly not their intention.
603-283-6160. They just want to get reelected.
I think they should hire Jerry Bruckheimer. They need a better producer. Make it more entertaining.
603-283-6160. I don't even think he could save court, man. That stuff is boring. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Hey.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. And I want to say thanks to David R. Jeffries, who is a platinum amp. He's one of our new amps over at the Patreon. That
he's covered in metal?
A few weeks ago. He is metal, man. He's like platinum. That's pretty awesome. That means he's doing more than $25 or more per month to the new Patreon, and all we ask is five, so he's doing five times the minimum
Dude,
amount.
Dude, thanks. You are metal.
Yeah, thanks for doing that, David. Definitely appreciate it. But appreciate everybody, and you know, including folks that do five. And head on over to amps.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to our Patreon. You can join with PayPal, debit card, credit card. They make it pretty easy, and that's one way you can get some of the cool perks, like access to the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have like the recorded commercials that our normal podcast episodes do. And you get some other perks as well. You can learn about those over at amps.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Eric, calling from Manchester, New Hampshire, listening to WNTK up in the Upper Valley. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Nice, interesting discussion. I've listened to you periodically.
Thank you.
The radio station is now carrying you guys, which is much more interesting than what was on before.
You're talking about WNTK out of the Upper Valley. You're listening to them online? I don't think you can get that in Manchester, right? Like on the air?
No. Once in a while, it'll be on a radio station for a day or so.
Gotcha.
And then it goes away. You know, I listened to you guys directly, too. So, you know,
what's on your mind tonight, Eric?
So I just want to tell you real quick. I'm an ex-masshole, okay? And I moved up to New Hampshire almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations on escaping,
you know,
Massachusetts.
I really like this state in terms of, you know, people care about each other on an individual level, you know, way more so than Massachusetts by a mile. A couple things, you know, about the succession. I think succession could just happen as a matter of inevitability. A couple things that I do, one of my concerns is that, you know, there's always going to be a huge superpower that's going to dominate things, and it could be us and it could be someone else. You know what I mean?
What do you mean us? I don't dominate anything as a superpower, so do you?
Well, I mean, we're not talking about super. I'm not saying what I think. I'm just saying what is understood as. Right? That's all. I'm not trying to win an argument or anything like that.
Well, he was just asking you a question. Like, when you said us, you mean a group of people?
I'm sorry. I meant the United States.
Oh, okay.
United States federal government. Okay. Go ahead. Continue.
Correct. Yes. Federal government. That's a key word. If you look at like 9/11, right, the government didn't protect us. In fact, they're part of the problem. They're
absolutely.
Attacked.
Yeah, as Ron Paul, I believe, pointed out so deftly during his multiple campaigns for president, that the U.S. military creates blowback. They create terrorism. They create things like the Taliban and ISIS by going over there and destroying innocent lives and blowing up buildings and things like that. So
right. Well, my point is there's only one guy that stopped that 9/11 attack. And it wasn't from the government. He was an ordinary citizen. His name was Todd Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
And he gathered people to say, you know, because they were headed toward, we don't know, it was either Congress or the White House. So, you know, I mean.
Yeah, you're talking about the plane that went down. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and the point you're making here is really good. It's strong that the individuals who were involved were the ones that stopped that. It wasn't, you know, airport security. It wasn't some governmental system or whatever. It was the people on that plane that that tried to interfere and successfully, to some extent, did. Obviously, they perished, but the plane didn't reach its target. So the real power is in individuals, and that's where, you know, self-defense comes into such a strong play, especially here in New Hampshire. We were talking about gun freedom. For instance, you can defend yourself here, and that's probably a strong reason why New Hampshire has one of the lowest crime rates, if not the lowest, murder rate or whatever, of all of the 50 states.
Well, I'm not a gun guy, but I'm going to get my license anyways, just because no one's telling me what I, you know.
You're in New Hampshire? You don't need a license.
Well, you can still get one if you want.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know we had licenses in the state.
Well, they do.
When you've got constitutional carry.
No, I looked into this recently. If you want to travel to another state and that state has reciprocity with New Hampshire, then yes, you go down and you pay your, I don't know, I think it's $10. It was cheap. I was like, really? That's it? And like, yeah, you go down and they'll give you the equivalent of a concealed weapons permit for another. You don't need one when you're in New Hampshire.
Right.
But if you are carrying and you're going to travel to a state, you just got to make sure that they have reciprocity.
Eric, any other thoughts on independence or whatever else you want to share?
Well, I just say if you look at our country, it started out with George Washington, first guy probably in world history that said, I'm going to serve two terms and then I'm going to go away. That's so against human nature. So there's some special.
Well, he actually died literally 2 years after his second term. So I don't think he was going to make it through a third term. I think there's a little more pedestalization there than is due.
Mm. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. But when you think about it, there were calls for him to be a president for life and all of that,
I did figure out just now in my head, the only time I've ever dominated anybody with my superpowers when I was way deep into cosplay.
I don't know if I want to know what you were cosplaying as.
Superhero, dude. Fuck.
Hey, Eric, thanks for the call tonight, man. We're definitely. Yeah, independence is definitely something we're going to be talking more about, especially as the constitutional amendment moves forward through the political process here in New Hampshire. And it's definitely some people have some concerns, and those are some of those things that need to get answered. There's some legitimate concerns out there, and there are answers for them. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
And he does bring up a myth that there must be a globe-dominating power.
Yeah, thanks for bringing us back to that.
It's untrue. Like, it's a very self-serving myth by the people who give it to us. Like, someone's got to dominate the globe, and it's better that it be us than someone else.
There was a time when folks felt the Roman Empire ruled the entire globe, and they didn't. They ruled a very small piece of the globe.
And, I mean, even if that were true, it would be a terrible conclusion because, the idea is you have this, free society, and therefore it should dominate the globe, except power corrupts. Mm-hmm. So that means that you will lose the only good society on Earth. So the Earth will be absent of the one good society. Whereas if you don't try to dominate the globe, then you can continue to be a good society, and the world will at least have one.
Yes, and we would also be an economically strong society because New Hampshire, a free New Hampshire, a freer New Hampshire. I mean, arguably, New Hampshire is already one of the freest places on the planet. Maybe the freest of all the 50 states, although apparently Florida is relatively free, but I still contend that New Hampshire beats Florida hands down.
When I was doing the cosplay, attempting to dominate with my superpowers, I failed the first time. I went as Batman. It turns out Batman doesn't have any superpowers.
Just has toys.
He's just really rich.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Breaking news, a federal appeals court has halted President Biden's vaccine mandate for larger businesses, citing grave statutory and constitutional issues with the order. Texas officials are among petitioners who sued the Biden administration mandate in court Friday, appealing to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans. The court gave the U.S. government until 5 p.m. Monday to respond to the stay. President Biden announced on Saturday that families of illegal aliens who were separated at the border deserve monetary compensation.
If, in fact, because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration, you coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child, it's gone, you deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstance.
This is USA Radio News. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said Thursday on Fox News that President Joe Biden doesn't have the authority to force people to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or risk losing their job, and he doesn't have the authority to compel weekly testing for COVID.
It is unconstitutional for him to come in and put these mandates in place. So whether it's mandating for a vaccine or for testing, this isn't his role. That specifically was left to the states and to people in protecting their personal freedoms and making sure that they have the opportunity to make the best decisions.
Republican governors are suing the Biden administration over the OSHA-issued emergency temporary standard Thursday, compelling private sector companies to mandate vaccines. Texans hit the polls earlier in the week to pass all 8 proposed amendments to the state constitution, including one that curtails the ability of government to restrict religious services, also during emergencies like pandemics, according to state authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, open phones for you. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160, and you can bring up whatever you want in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Peakless Mountaineer,
and the Captain.
And you can join us online anytime you want on our social media site. We've got our own social media platform. We launched it earlier this year, so not quite a year ago, but coming up on a year. And we did that because, well, big tech, you just can't trust them. They're going to shut you down. I was just looking at a story about Elliot over at Liberty Blogger, Alu.
Yeah.
He goes by both names. Anyway, there was a company that shut down his T-shirt sales. Just boom. You're done. No warning. Just cut you down.
Canceled.
Yep. Canceled. And, of course, this is happening to people that are taking a pro-liberty stance in a lot of issues, specifically about vaccines.
Yeah.
But anytime you're, you know, even questioning the state now, you have a chance of getting shut down by these platforms and such. So we figured we'd launch our own. We're using the Mastodon open source social media, which basically apes what Twitter does. It does all the same things Twitter does, just without the Twitter, without the big corporation. So we're running that server, and you can join it over at social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com. Check that out. It is a free service, and you have much more freedom to express yourself there. In fact, I heard that even Donald Trump chose Mastodon for his upcoming Trump Social. I think it's called Truth Social is what they're coming out with. It hasn't released yet, but it's been making headlines. So smart move on his part. He should have done it a year ago, but,
right,
you know, better late than never.
And I got to say, so we were talking about the BitBox a minute ago.
Yeah,
and you mentioned
the hardware wallet
also is open source. And for
correct,
all of this open source stuff, like, I trust that so much more.
Yes.
Because
yeah,
with anything that isn't open source, I mean, not only do you not know what's in there, which, I mean, if you're not a programmer, you don't anyway,
right,
but no one knows what's in there. So there's just no telling what kind of crazy program it's running in the background, like,
yep,
what information is going to who or what it's doing.
We got more your calls coming up right now. We go first to Seth. He's calling us from New Hampshire. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. So I was listening on Thursday night, and I heard a caller call in named Tom, and I found his call really interesting. I didn't necessarily agree with his actual point. He called in about Kyle Rittenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And what he literally said was, you know, that basically, you know, Kyle needed to, he didn't say fry, but basically Kyle needed to go down because, you know, there are so many people that don't look like him that would never get away with what he did. And, you know,
he was specifically talking about black versus white. That's what he
yes,
was referring to. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't necessarily agree that, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, should be convicted. But I did really hear where he was coming from, and I found it really interesting just how much passion was in his voice. You know, I listened to a fair amount of talk radio I have my whole life, and I don't know. I thought his call, he sounded passionate. And what he said was that, you know, that him and people like him, being black, they have a certain type of relationship with the police, or at least with some police officers, mm-hmm, you know, because as anybody who's dealt with police knows, there are plenty of police run the gamut, all kinds of people. But whenever the problem with power is that the people who abuse it don't get punished. And that's the difference between
right,
power and the market, right?
But would you agree, Seth, that police, you know, statistically at least, seem to target black people more so than any other race?
I think that's absolutely true.
Okay.
And, you know, I think it's, I did some, just everything that I've been, you know, against police militarization, against the increase in police powers, civil asset forfeiture. I think most people in the libertarian space have been speaking out against those things for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I really, really enjoyed might be the wrong word, but I was encouraged by things like defund the police becoming mainstream topics in the last few years. I had never seen that, and frankly, I never expected it.
Mm-hmm.
This country worships its law enforcement in so many different ways, and I had never expected to see like a mainstream movement gain national attention, or at least some amount of mainstream attention, on something as what I consider radical as defund the police. And when I went to events at places like D.C., Portland, and all over New Hampshire, I was really amazed by the people that I met there and just how much I think libertarians have in common with them. I think people would be very surprised, perhaps, because I think a lot of people can, unfortunately, kind of lump libertarianism in with the right. I don't think it's fair.
That's not fair.
But I think that a lot of people do. And, you know, they assume, and they kind of put BLM on the left.
Yep.
But I think that revolutionary philosophies have more in common than they have opposing. And a yep, lot of the people that I met there, you know, if we had just talked about the issues about just police accountability, you know, I don't know if we had talked about other issues.
Yeah, if this had been the police
agreed,
accountability movement, I would have absolutely been there. But instead it turned into this, you know, sort of, oh, well, it's Black Lives Matter, which is also the name of this particular group, which is very clearly socialist, and it all got muddied.
I think Seth has a good point. I don't know if that's the point he's trying to make, but if the, you know, sort of revolutionary ideas is the term he used, I don't know if I'd go that far, but if the ideas of like a group like BLM and then, you know, the libertarians can find common ground, that will strike fear into the heart of statists quicker than anything I can think of.
That's
well,
correct.
I'd like to weigh right, in here with my experience last year, Peakless. Our friend and co-host Nobody and I went to Black Lives Matter rallies in Keene and also Manchester and Nashua, and we saw this co-opting happening.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning, the first one that happened here in Keene was amazing. It was the largest rally I'd ever seen in Keene Central Square, a relatively small park. It was a small town. There were hundreds of people, even bigger than the 420s that we had way back in the day, which had over 100. There were hundreds of people in this particular park, and there was a very firm anti-police sentiment. Like, the police showed up and tried to be all buddy-buddy with people in the park and, like, trying to make friends, and the people on the stage talked down to them and told them to get out of the park. And similar, you know, attitude in Manchester. But then when it got to Nashua, which was also a very, very large rally with probably more than 1,000, lots of people at that Nashua one, it had been completely co-opted. There were politicians that were on the stage speaking instead of the individuals who were the actual victims of police abuse. It was like the mayor and this other person from the city council and another person. Oh, and the police chief. And it was like just you saw it happen. But the same thing happened with the Tea Party back in the day, too.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, so same old story.
Yeah, it's really disappointing. But I also think it's one of the ways that the people at the top kind of pit us against each other is try to point out all of our differences. You know, BLM corporate, I mean, as I said, I've gone to, I don't know, half a dozen of these rallies at least, no, more than that, but several, you know, and I've never met one of them who's like, you know, I was reading the BLM points on their website the other day, and I was really, nobody ever said that, right? Nobody, most of the people who were there weren't there because they'd gone to BLM's website or liked their Facebook page. They were there because they were angry at the police.
Right.
And so I think that it behooved some in the media to kind of focus on particular individuals. And when you do that, it's really easy to find flaws in people because we're all so flawed.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, imagine if the entire liberty movement in New Hampshire there was a cable, cable networks for years just talked about one or two board members on one or two particular organizations as the liberty movement in New Hampshire.
Yep.
You know, and how inaccurate that would be.
Representative of the liberty community, just like they do with, you know, Jesse Jackson as the guy speaking for all black people or whatever. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah. And just a quick insert. So a lot of people, they're like, defund the police, and that scares them. And they imagine that it's a question of, will you have police or will you have nothing? When it's really a question of, if you don't have these people filling this niche, we are going to adapt and adjust, and we are going to find ways to remain safe.
Seth, final thoughts, if you got time. Go ahead.
That's it. I really appreciate you guys taking my call.
Thanks, man. Appreciate hearing from you. That's Seth calling from Manchester, I think, there in New Hampshire. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We got time for you. If you get on the line right now, whatever happens to be on your mind, we can talk about it. Plus, I got this woke Microsoft video I've been wanting to play for a couple days. It's real short. You guys haven't seen it yet. And it's really the audio that counts, so we'll get into it coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Remain. Maybe enough time for you if you're on the lines. If not, get on them now at 603-283-6160, and you can bring up anything you want. With you tonight is Ian.
And the Lord, Reverend Captain Kickass.
603-283-6160. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, though, I want to play this. I just want to play this just because it's pretty hilarious. You don't have to actually see it, Captain.
Because Wokersoft?
It's
Micro Woke?
These are two clips here from Microsoft, which I believe, aren't they based in the Seattle, Washington
area? Yes, they are.
Area? So on let me pull this over here to the other screen and play this for you. So this is from, I guess, something that they're doing, whatever the hell it's called, Microsoft Ignite, and these are their presenters.
Redmond, Washington.
Hello, and welcome to Microsoft Ignite. We've got a big day ahead and lots in store for you. First, we want to acknowledge that the land where the Microsoft campus is situated was traditionally occupied by the Sammamish, the Duwamish, the Snoqualmie, the Suquamish, the Muckleshoot, the Snohomish, the Tulalip, and other Coast Salish peoples since time immemorial.
And if that's all that this was, okay, fine. I could give him a pass.
Not fine. Right? Not fine. No? I just want everyone to know that this is stolen.
But
give it back, you horrible, evil creature.
I could give him a pass on that. Like, hey, we took this land. We're sorry for it. All right. Well,
but now we've got software, so.
That's not where it stops.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, this is an edited clip. She was not there. This is the whatever her name, Thunberg, or whatever, that they put that in there.
Blah, blah. My name is Allison Wines. I'm a senior program manager in our developer tools division. I'm an Asian and white female with dark brown hair wearing a red sleeveless top.
And I'm Seth Juarez, Program Manager of the AI Platform Group. I'm a tall Hispanic male wearing a blue shirt, khaki pants. Today we kick off 2 days of learning more about the latest.
So for one, we have to take his word for the fact that he's wearing pants.
Well, and also, she said her name was April Wines, and she kind of whined when she said, April Wines!
That's not where it stops. Here's another clip from a different Microsoft video release recently.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natalie Gadilla. I'm a Caucasian woman with long blonde hair, and I go by she, her. I'm a product marketing lead here at Microsoft and co-host of the podcast Security Unlocked with this guy.
Yes, that would be me. Hello, everyone. I'm Nick Fillingham. I'm a Caucasian man with glasses and a beard. I go by he, him, and I'm a security evangelist here at Microsoft.
They don't mention his mohawk.
Well,
he's got a mohawk.
Well, like every racist, they believe that race is the most important factor. You have to judge everyone by their race. So these people, from their perspective, you should listen to less.
Hi, I'm the captain. I'm a white Caucasian male with a giant goatee and a shaved head.
It's just bizarre.
I'm wearing a blue shirt with a white long sleeve undershirt under it.
I mean, the pronouns thing has been ridiculous, in my opinion, but this just takes it to a new level of absurdity. Actually,
I go by
like,
Lord, Captain,
describing yourself.
Just in case, because you are less sighted, you are having difficulty racially discriminating, I want to make your racial discrimination easier by making sure you know which race I am.
It makes me feel like I'm sitting in a courtroom and they're identifying the defendant. Yes, Your Honor, he's sitting there in the red T-shirt at the defendant's table with a goatee.
You describe yourself in that fashion?
No.
I think they saw the Chappelle's Show skit too many times of the black-white supremacist.
There was actually a time where the ACLU had a meeting here in Keene, and I like the New Hampshire ACLU. They do mostly good stuff. They fight for freedom of speech and, you know, some other liberties that are relatively important. I disagree with them on a couple of different issues, but our co-host, nobody and I showed up to this meeting just to see what was going on, and they went around and they encouraged people to give their pronouns when they were introducing themselves, and nobody and I both refused to participate. I said something like, you can call me whatever you want, I don't care. You know, and just this whole thing, this whole woke pronoun self-description, here's what you should call me, it's just tiresome.
It's just what I do. I make fun of this stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's all you can do.
If they're gonna make up pronouns, I can make up pronouns too.
Yeah. I'd be like, dude. It's my pronoun.
That's
dude.
A good one.
My pronoun is the following. Opens phone book. A. Anderson. Aaron Anderson.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. I just wanted to share that with you just to show how crazy woke Microsoft is.
I won't mention it, but I'm very familiar with Microsoft.
Yeah, we go on here to your calls and thoughts. First up, Jet is on the line in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live, Jet.
Yeah, hi. I was about ready to run out to the store, but I tuned in and heard somebody say, Congress gave OSHA the power to blah, blah, blah. I go, whoa! Hold up, boss. Anyway, what do you think I would say to that? Like, magical powers.
I know what you'd say. Hang on. Let me see. You would say something like, if I don't have the power to...
These are just men and women. It is important to point that out.
So you don't believe that you have 1/300,000,000th of the power to absolute oppression?
No, I'm just one of those people who, I don't know. I've always looked at celebrities, politicians, next door neighbors. Everybody is just another person who, you know, has no more right to do anything than I do. It's just one of those things. I've never been impressed by titles or position or that kind of thing. Probably because, as you know, I'm a dedicated follower of Christ, and they came to him once and said, "We come to you, Master, because we know that you don't pay any attention to these people or what they have to say." So I'm kind of go along with that guy.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I was disappointed, by the way. This week I was in courtroom for Footloose's trial, and there was a few other folks that had a trial as well. And just always disappointed to see people standing for judges. Like, I will not stand for another man. It's against my religious beliefs. And Bonnie and I, sadly, were the only two who didn't stand, and amongst an audience of people who should know better than that. That was my only disappointment. Otherwise, I had a good time. It was a good trial. Thanks for the call, Jet.
Yeah, I don't care what title you give yourself or how many people you agree or how many people you get to agree that you have this title.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. You don't have more powers.
You're just a person. Your S smells, too. Let's go to Tom in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live, calling from Baltimore.
I guess I should start by saying I'm a white heterosexual male. Actually, I guess colorless. Because,
what are your pronouns? What are your pronouns?
You're color. What are you, translucent? You're colorless?
Well, I hear about people of color. I guess that means people of European descent with whiter skin have no color.
Are you albino?
I'm not.
Sorry, what are you calling about tonight, Tom?
I was going to comment on Jack Paul Jerome, but I think more importantly, I'd like to comment quickly on the last caller.
Sure.
He's absolutely right. You know, it really boils down to a basic principle that I think most people can agree on, and that is you can't have two sovereigns. The government calls itself sovereign, and yet it says the people are sovereign. You can have only one sovereign, and it should be the people. And by the way, administrative agencies and their administrative rules, like OSHA and so many other unconstitutional agencies, their rules are not law. In fact, what Congress did delegate to these agencies was the ability to make these rules. But if you look into the law, they have to follow a very precise, and if I said laws, I meant rules, they have to follow a very precise set of steps in order to have these hold the force of law. And like with so many things, I always tell people, look for the legal defect in your case before you look for proving your guilt or innocence, because you'd be shocked at how many legal defects are in any criminal case.
Yeah, that's certainly what they listen to.
Yeah, and you don't get to find out those legal defects if you just take a plea deal. Then you're guilty. If you, you know, say you're going to trial, go with not guilty, demand discovery, then you get to find out where they screwed up.
And
thanks
for the
call.
It's worth noting that the Congress never had these powers to give.
Yep, indeed. Hey, out of time for tonight. If you didn't get in tonight, call us tomorrow for the live Sunday edition. The captain will be here to helm the show. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.